Summer of Love. 2.0 Boosted Boogaloo continues with another summer rager at Hawk's Bar and Grill on State Street. Hawk's original neighborhood bar is now celebrating 20 years in business. Tuesday, August 2nd, join the Devil's Advocates for a live broadcast and party to follow at Hawk's 425 State Street. Feel the love, meet the guest, and party with the Devil's Advocates and all the friends of the Devils. Boosted Boogaloo, Summer of Love 2.0, party at Hawk's Tuesday, August 2nd. Be there.
Hey, it's Pizza Box Mike. I've got a show outside the Pizza Box. Be sure to listen on Saturdays at noon on Devil Radio. Some of us, you know, were meant to run for public office, and some of us were meant to run others out. That's the side I come from.
Hey there, my name is Kirk Bankstad, and I own the Monaco Brewing Company. I teamed up with Pat Kreitlow, the managing director of Up North News, to create the Up North Podcast. We're going to talk about Wisconsin news and culture through the eyes of northern Wisconsinites, but also through our progressive viewpoints in the heart of one of the reddest parts of our state. We'll be doing our show live on The Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM on Wednesday nights at 7. And you can check out the podcast at upnorthpodcast.com.
Social media? You've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's gonna dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans. And you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the Devil's Advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6. The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the attack on elections of the Republican Party has descended to unbelievable pettiness. I'm going to tell you a story out of Maricopa County, Arizona, which is Phoenix. This is unbelievable. This is how sad and shoddy and low rent the Republican attacks on democracy are. Down there, they have, it would be the equivalent of corporation counsel, an attorney from Maricopa County named Rachel Mitchell. She just wrote a warning letter to a candidate named Gail Golick, who's a candidate for county supervisor of Maricopa County. And Gail Golick sounds like an absolute Trumper, big lie Trumper. And this warning letter from the equivalent of the Corporation Council warned Gail Golick to drop her social media posts where she was urging voters to steal pens from election places, not use them, and instead use ink pens. The significance of that is the pens that are provided by Maricopa County for their voting cards are fast-drying ink pens that are easily processed by the machine. This candidate is urging people to steal them, leave with them, and use ink pens. Ink pens, wet ink, harms the machine. So you go in after one of these characters, and there's no pen there. Then you ask for another pen that holds everybody up, or you pull out your own pen, and it screws up the machine. Frankly, I think that is a solicitation to vandalism. I think the district attorney in Maricopa County should charge that candidate for doing that. But can you believe how petty, I mean, truly petty, these little kind of sneaky little attempts to throw sand in the gears of an election? You know, it's not just January 6th. It's not just Trump. This is boiled down to absolute vandalism. The unbelief. We're going to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, A. Wallace? Robert?
Good morning. Winning is so important to them. They really don't care how they do it. So complete lack of integrity, ethics, any sense of right and wrong. So you really wonder, you know, were these people just not brought up correctly? Were they not raised right? Or is it, you know, decades of lies and disinformation pumped into their head that got them so warped? What I wanted to say was I was really surprised. I saw an interview that Joe Manchin did, of all people, on Fox News. And the woman interviewing him was just lying left and right. So basically the Republicans on the Joint Tax Committee said that, you know, the latest bill was going to increase taxes on people under $400,000 a year, and was going to, basically the thought was that businesses pay their 15% tax rate. It's really going to be a tax on lower income people because they're going to pass that on to the consumers. I think that's really a stretch. None of the Democrats on the committee were involved with that statement at all. So it's pretty much pure fabrication, purely made up. And it was so nice to see Manchin on Fox basically telling the woman, stop lying, it's not true. You know, she was commenting on, well, they say this, and they, well, that's just an outright lie. You know, and I think at times Democrats don't want to get in the gutter with these people. They think they're above it all. The problem is, you know, if you don't correct these falsehoods and they say it enough, eventually, reality or not, you know, as Steve Bannon says, they like to flood the zone with their nonsense and their lies and their misinformation. So we need more people like that, not Manchin, so to speak, in terms of the legislation they stop, but more correcting people on Fox. Pete Buttigieg is another one that does a really good job of it. And they need to not be afraid to go on there. John Stewart's done the same thing recently with the veterans bill. So we have to correct them at every turn and really point out the difference between what one side's offering for the American people versus the other side. And I think some politicians, they're afraid to go on there and have that argument, have that fight and correct them. But I mean, I really think that's what we need to do. If we're not going to take them off the air and these networks are going to be allowed to stay on, regardless of how much they misinform the public, we need people to go over there and just correct the record on things. Thanks.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. And yeah, I am familiar with that interview. And Manchin, I think that's the one where he asked the question. He said to her, you know, are you concerned or objecting because this might help the American people? I mean, that's exactly right. Anything that looks like a win for Biden or the Democrats, they will oppose, even if it means injuring the United States. That is what is so pathetic and sad about this. And now, you still have Sinema down there on this bill, though, Robert, in Arizona, and she's been quite cagey. Manchin's working on her, apparently. But, you know, that theory that somehow it'll be bad for lower income people is, the Republicans always say that. Any tax paid by a corporation, they say, will be passed on. But if the corporation doesn't have a monopoly, no, it doesn't get passed on. It's just flat-out lie. And I'm glad you called them on it. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.